After trading mostly flat for the morning, local shares have jumped slightly towards lunch, with the ASX 200 climbing about 20 points or 0.4%. It's been another eventful day on the reporting season calendar, keeping a lot of investors on their toes. In terms of the market sector's performance, we've seen materials the best performers today. Iron ore futures are rallying this morning. We've also seen consumer staples perform quite well off the back of Wesfarmers' performance. The telcos have been the main drag. Following Telstra's share price plummet today, Telstra shares are down about 9% after their results came out. It wasn't because their profits weren't quite up to standard. It was more the fact that they were intending to cut, or they are intending to cut their dividend payouts in the future. In financial year 2018, they're looking to actually cut their dividends by about 29%. Iress and QBE Insurance are a few other companies to see their shares tumble on profits reported today. There have been some positive company news as well when it comes to reporting season. Whitehaven Coal, we've seen their profit jump about 2,000% or 20 times from 20 million to 405 million off the back of a resurgent coal price, as well as higher demand from Asia, increasing their production levels. Wesfarmers, as we mentioned earlier, has also seen $68 billion of revenue for the last financial year. Their profit jumped about 22%. Actually, we've seen Coles earnings slide 13%, but it was the likes of Bunnings and Kmart which boosted the results for Wesfarmers. A few other companies to perform quite nicely today. We've seen Cochlear release their results, Mervac Group, Treasury Wine Estate, as well as Evolution Mine. They're all seeing quite a healthy bump to their share price after their announcements this morning. On the economic front, jobs data has come out today. We've seen about 28,000 jobs gained in the month of July. A lot of those jobs have actually come in terms of part-time employment. There was a slight drop in full-time jobs. The unemployment rate is remaining steady at 5.6%. The Aussie dollar trading at 79.4 US cents.